Hello?
Hi, is this Nora?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, this is Zach. You filled out a web form on my website about your house on Edenborough Drive?
Oh, that's quick. Okay.
Yeah, how's your day going?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Well, I'm familiar with the area, the houses in the area near the West of the United Methodist Church over there.
Okay.
You tell me a little bit about why you filled out a form?
Yeah, okay. I'm going through divorce with my husband. That's the main reason.
Okay. Sorry to hear that.
So we're looking for options, what to do with the house, selling it, rent it, or we don't know. We're just looking around.
Sure. So, have you talked with him about what he wants to do with it?
Yeah, we talked and we spoke to many real estate agents and we don't like the prices they gave us, that's all.
As
Because
far as
we since we moved to the house, we add a lot to it and we hope that can increase the price. Plus the solar system, and we have a loan against that for 20 years. It's a huge house, big house. I love to have a price that could meet our needs.
What kind of price are you looking at?
We want closer to 500.
And when you talked with the agents, what kind of prices were they giving you?
It started for 40, for 45, up to 450. That's the maximum they give us.
So I guess one question I would have is, if an agent, we're
Do you
licensed
have
as
any? Okay, are you a private one? You have your own
Correct. Correct.
an inspector. I mean, you could send an inspector to the house and see how the price is. I know the
Sure.
area, Colonial Heights, is cheaper than Chesterfield, but it's still the house is it's in excellent condition. Plus the stuff that we add to it.
Well, what I'm saying is if you have, just agents saying, 450. I see that you got the granite in the kitchen, or let's see, you bought it in 2021, so it's not,
Yes.
the pictures are pretty relevant, right?
What do you mean?
Meaning the way, what else have you done to it since you bought it? To be quite honest with you, I know you
Okay,
got solar.
the
I'm
kitchen, we add appliances, new appliances, and we just finished the loan of it. When we bought the house, doesn't have any of the appliances, like refrigerator, washer and dryer, and we bought those are new, brand new, and we're still paying. We just finished last week, actually, 3 years
Okay.
we've been paying. Plus, my husband, soon to be ex, he's a construction worker. He do tiles, and he did a splash on the kitchen, backsplash. And his tiles. What else? A solar system. And he did, yeah, tiles in the house.
Okay. Well,
What else? Okay.
just to
Yeah.
be completely honest with you,
I
I
mean,
mean,
the main thing that's cost us a lot is the solar system to the house.
Right. So not, I mean, you're not necessarily going to get your money back from that. I mean, I hate to say
Okay.
it, but you know,
It doesn't increase the price of the house.
I mean, you're not really adding value to the house. I mean,
Oh,
you're,
really? Oh, wow.
mean, if you were to say, hey, you know, I want to increase my property value by $50,000, I would not say, yeah, go buy a solar system. No, I would. That's.
I mean, I didn't say 50, I said minimum 1,000 because that's how much the loan is for the panels. It's $30,000.
Sure. Well,
And it's a huge house. Electricity bill now is like 150, 120. Used to be 800, 700, a lot.
sure. Well, I hear what you're saying, and you know, if you were, you know, that's just something that you guys bought. You know, y'all bought a solar system to have cheaper energy. You know, that's not going to
Five
necessarily yield you a
full
higher price, you know, for.
bathrooms, three garages,
Yep,
and
I hear
there's
you.
plenty of storages in the back.
Well, if
I
you want
have
to add
a
value, you know,
question.
convert one of those garages. That's, you know, that's like a 3-to-1 return on investment for your money. But a solar system is not, you know, it's nice to say, oh yeah, we got a solar system, but you're not really adding any value.
Okay, so what's adding value to
If
the
you were to, you know, take one of those, you said you got three garages. If you take one of, let's just say the attached garage, and you know, made it living space, that's about a 3-to-1, you know, value add on your money, meaning what you put into it, you know, usually 3 times what you get out of it.
I mean, it's already there's 7 bedrooms. I mean, there is no need to add living things on the garage. Plus, there's mini house in the backyard,
So
two rooms.
7 bedrooms, how many
Five
baths?
full bath, five full bathroom is full.
Uh-huh.
Two upstairs, full bathroom, and three downstairs. The huge sunroom. The sunroom is beautiful. I'm telling you, it's very beautiful. It's not just because of my house, but it's wow. The person before us did the excellent job on it.
Well, I mean, if you said you know, if we could give you 500 and make something work, I mean, is that a conversation that you guys might want to have? You know, if you'd be open to how we buy it?
Yeah, I mean, if we got because we're still paying the bank the mortgage,
How
so
much
we need
is the mortgage?
it's 300.
How much? Well, I mean, payment monthly wise.
It's 1700. That's how much we pay because
Is
we
that
book
does that include the
we
solar?
no, it's not. That's when we bought it, and when we put down payment, we put 75,000 down payment.
For the solar?
No, for the house, to buy the house.
How much is
The
it? How much is the
solar is
solar?
10,000 by itself. We pay a loan for it every month. It's $135.
Okay. And it costs you 17,000 or no?
That's a mortgage. Just the mortgage by itself is 1700
Yeah.
after we put down payment,
Okay.
20% of the house.
And how much did you pay for the solar?
30.
30,
That's a
okay.
loan. Yeah,
Can you?
but there is monthly payment is just 135.
Okay. All right, well, how about
For
this?
20 years, I think, I believe it's 20 or 25. It's closer to the, you know, the house.
Well, how about this? When you and your husband have a second, just talk, just, tell them that we've, had a conversation. I'm interested in giving you what you want, but
Really?
not,
Second, they are, you
would
want
be,
to come and check?
it would be
You
a
want to?
flex, it would be a flexible buying option.
What do you mean flexible?
Meaning, I'd give you a down payment and cash you out, in 5 years or less, while making that payment.
For 500?
Yes. So I'd be taking care of the mortgage, taking care of the solar payment, and
In 5 years, that mean each year 100?
basically what I'm saying is your mortgage is 1700, let's just say you're all in it with the solar for 1900, right? Okay. So, I would take care of the mortgage payment, and you would make a couple hundred dollars on top of that each month. And in 5 years, be completely cashed out of the house, and you would receive a down payment, with your, husband, your ex-partner as well. So, I mean, there's a way for us to give you what you want. You just have to be flexible about how you want to take it.
Yeah, but the problem is, my father is one of the,
He's on the note.
we all share this house, and he's the one who pay the down payment. So he wants his money. My father paid the down payment full. That's why, I would love to get that, the 5 years or 3 years, but if I give my father his part, because that's his pension when he paid that, and he hoped that his grandkids will grow up in this house. I don't know.
Sure.
I will still look around and check.
Okay, I mean,
I
look.
will tell my ex-husband with your offer, but I'm telling you, we're not gonna be happy with
Well,
no
how about
down
this?
payment.
What if we can bring you 500,000? What if we can bring a buyer for $500,000 and represent you as a, real estate agent?
Okay. We don't mind. We don't mind because we need 500. That's what we need.
Okay, and how soon do you guys want to do this?
I mean, we already in the process of the divorce in the court since last year, and I was hoping to get the house, me and my father, but the income is not gonna cover, and my lawyer suggesting to sell it since my ex-husband soon he want to sell it.
Well, okay. So, how about if we come out or talk with your husband or ex-husband? Would you guys be available for an appointment tomorrow?
Tomorrow, let me. I need to get in touch with him and see. Is it by phone?
It'd be in
I
person.
mean, he's available in the evening. Every day in the evening, but
Like six,
yeah, six
or
is yeah, six is fine. It's perfect.
okay, all right, we'll do six tomorrow.
Okay, you said you live here next to
Yeah,
in.
we I have houses right around that area.
Okay, and what's your name?
It's a Forest Buys Houses.
Okay. Oh, that's okay. That's a real estate agent.
Yes.
Okay.
All
All
right, so
right.
7 p.m. tomorrow.
7? Okay.
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 Give me a call back if that doesn't work. But I'll call you tomorrow to confirm.
All right. Yeah, he will be here 6 or 7. So 7 o'clock, that's perfect. I'll let him know.
Okay.
All right. And that's the phone number in case.
Yes.
7710. All right. All right. Thank you. Nice meeting you.
Okay, nice meeting you. Bye-bye.